It's Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Big InfoSec news as Okta hacked and the White House issues a critical warning. And Microsoft reminds us about IE 11. This is the Business of Tech. Well, more security news. It seems to come in waves. First, Okta has indicated that they are investigating signs of a data breach. Data extortion group Lapsus claims to have acquired superuser admin access to Okta.com and that it had accessed Okta's customer data. Screenshots reviewed by Bleeping Computer indicate the breach may have occurred months ago. An Okta CEO then confirmed that in January 2022, the company detected an attempt to compromise the account of a third-party customer support engineer working for one of our subprocessors. The matter was investigated and contained by the subprocessor. In a recent SEC filing, Okta has indicated it had over 15,000 customers. The company additionally stated, quote, "Based on our investigation to date, there is no evidence of ongoing malicious activity beyond the activity detected in January." This same hacking group claims to have leaked the source code for Bing, Cortana, and other projects stolen from Microsoft's internal Azure DevOps server. Monday night, the hacking group posted a torrent for a 9 gigabyte 7-zip archive containing the source code of over 250 projects that they say belong to Microsoft. When posting the torrent, Lapsus said it contained 90% of the source code for Bing and approximately 45% of the code for Bing Maps and Cortana. Security researchers who have pored over the leaked files told Bleeping Computer that they appear to be legitimate internal source code from Microsoft. Microsoft has indicated they are aware of the claims and are investigating. Second, the Biden administration has issued a specific warning about, quote, "the potential that Russia could conduct malicious cyber activity against the United States, including as a response to the unprecedented economic costs we've imposed on Russia alongside our allies and partners." The advisory specifically notes, quote, "evolving intelligence that the Russian government is exploring options for potential cyber attacks." During the daily White House press briefing, Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, Anne Neuberger, said that intelligence was shared in a classified briefing with entities officials believe might be specifically targeted. Now, why do we care? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Let's start with the actionable stuff. The White House has been remarkably transparent about their intelligence around Russia and Ukraine on the physical war front, which helped minimize misinformation campaigns and head off any potential Russian pre-justification for conflict. It's reasonable to assume that's the case again here. Those specific entities have been warned, and yet everyone should be aware of the potential targeting and escalation. This is that batten down the hatches moment. I'd be remiss if I didn't highlight good backups too. Frank McGovern gives specific insights on tactics regarding Okta. First, share the information internally. Second, collect and retain related logs. Third, hunt logs for bad. Four, rotate Okta privileged passwords. And five, move on unless Okta reaches out to you that you are involved. And a sixth, let your customers know you did these things. The attack avenue to Okta is customer service. People remain the vital link in security profiles, and minimizing the damage any person can inflict is a critical skill. Zero trust security, people. I'd add to Frank's direction guidance on using this as a time to examine least privilege access. There's actionable intelligence here. More than noise about disclosures or notification, which I've already seen pop up. Want better breach notifications? Support efforts to require them. Don't whine about it. While we're considering attack surfaces, Microsoft last week reminded everyone that they're finally retiring the Internet Explorer 11 web browser from some Windows 10 versions in June and replacing it with the new Chromium-based Microsoft Edge. After being retired on June 15, 2022, the Internet Explorer desktop application will be disabled and out of support, automatically redirecting the users to Microsoft Edge when launched. The IE 11 retirement impacts Internet Explorer 11 desktop apps delivered via the semi-annual channel to systems running Windows 10 client SKUs, version 20H2 and later, and Windows 10 IoT, version 20H2 and later. The original announcements for this were back in August 2020. Why do we care? Since the lead today was all about recent breaches, how about Internet Explorer 11 still lying around? And Microsoft feeling the need to remind everyone. There has to be a reason, and I'd hazard it's because they see too many customers and applications using it. When we have active warnings about locking systems down, seeing this still out there is pretty disheartening. Or an opportunity to fix it and deliver service. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market, one of the best kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. I really do hate the security stories at some point because it's difficult to give you guys extra insight. How am I doing on that stuff? Drop me a note at dave@mspradio.com, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.